The museum opens for the season Saturday, May 5th, and is open through the month of October. The museum hours are weekends from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and most weekdays during the summer. Spokeswoman for the museum, Beth Ann Schneider, explains.
It's always good to call ahead. We're all volunteer organization, nonprofit, so sometimes tough to staff, but we're usually around there. 435-709-7269. We just ask for a donation. You know, we're nonprofit and we keep going by fundraisers and donations. So there's a request for that at the door, and you do what you want to do, but we welcome everybody to come in and see what we have.
The museum is located at Heber City Airport in Hangar 38D. Schneider explains the goal of the museum.
Our mission is to preserve, to educate, and to honor. And by that we mean we maintain and keep flying World War II aircraft primarily. And we want to educate people about the importance of those aircraft that flew in defense of our nation. They basically helped secure our freedom. And we have a big commitment to honor the veterans who participated in that effort.
The museum features aircraft from World War II, as well as displays recognizing local contributions to aviation.
So you can see our PT Stearman, that yellow biplane. I'm sure people have seen flying around. That's out there. We also have a North American T-6. Both of those aircraft were World War II trainers. And we have other feature displays. Veterans, we have their memorabilia and very interesting stories about their participation in World War II. We have Russ McDonald's display. He was the founder of our airport over at the Heber Airport. And we don't want to forget to honor the women in aviation. We have a good display and stories about their participation.
The museum also hosts events, including two big ones. On Saturday, June 9th, will be the 6th annual 1940s Swing Dance. And on Saturday, August 4th, will be the Plane and Horsepower Car Show. For more information, visit cafutahwing.org. For KPCW, I'm David Boyle.